introduce again Mount Dora High School Glee Club, Louise McClure as their director, to sing for us. While they're moving the piano, you all move out.
Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Hang down your head and cry. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Poor boy, you're bound to die. There on the mound, there I took her life. There on the mound, turned her with my hand. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley.
Thank you, and our next number will be another folk song, Charlottetown.
Charlottetown burning down, goodbye, goodbye. Burning down to the ground, goodbye, lives of change. Ain't you mighty sorry, goodbye, goodbye. Ain't you mighty sorry, goodbye, lives of change. Charlottetown is burning down, oh goodbye, Liza Jane, my Liza. Charlottetown's burning down, goodbye, goodbye, Liza. Burning down to the ground, goodbye, Liza Jane. Ain't you mighty sorry,
goodbye, goodbye.
Ain't you mighty sorry, goodbye, Liza Jane. Ain't you mighty sorry?
Goodbye,
Liza Jane. Ain't you mighty sorry?
Goodbye, Liza
Jane. Ain't you mighty sorry? Goodbye, Liza Jane. Ain't you mighty sorry? Goodbye, Liza Jane. Ain't you mighty sorry? Goodbye, Liza Jane.
there'll be a gap in the program so we can round them up and have them sing again. But the program is full and wonderful. Now, here come from Baker County some little Spanish dancers. Wonder how they got over there. Well, let's see what they can do here. Part of Florida on over to St. Augustine and down the middle this year. We are Florida under five flags. We are of many peoples, many nations, and it is wonderful to bring you all together here. Now, our program wouldn't be complete without some of our neighbors from South Georgia, and Waycross has been with us several years, and we greet them again. Wacona Elementary School Chorus with Cousin Elizabeth Osborne is their leader. Welcome, Georgie. Let's give them a big hand.
Away in the middle of the air. Thank you.
safely. Now, the festival wouldn't be a festival without Skip-a-Locket to do his wonderful traditional chant that's passed down orally from skipper to skipper at Rainbow Springs. Skip-a-Locket.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Skip-a-Locket from Rainbow Spring on U.S. 41, 4 miles north of Donella. Up here to participate with you all in Florida Folks Festival. And I'm glad to be here with you. And then, what make me so proud, I'm glad to have my boss man here who's got Rainbow Spring in charge. I'd be glad for you to give him a hand, Mr. James H. Shell. I'd like for him to stand and let you see him. I thank you. And we'd be glad for all y'all to come down on U.S. 41, 4 miles north of Donella, and be with us. See Rainbow Spring. So down there, the thing that we does, I've been putting this out now. If I live to see the 18th day of October, be 25 years, I've been saying the same thing over and over. I would ask y'all to join the women and help me, but it'd be a difficult for you to try to do that. But however, I'll say, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Rainbow Spring. Rainbow Spring is one of Florida's most beautiful and scenic attractions. Rainbow Spring is a beauty that's created beneath these waters. Only made by the hands of God. Through the portholes of this sub-type boat. Now picture after picture of underwater mystery. Unfold before your eyes and wonder they flash across your mind. Now Rainbow Spring is a dreamland. Rainbow Spring is a wonderland. Rainbow Spring is just a lost world underwater. It's known to be a giant. And it upsurges from the depths of the earth. The spring that flows 659 million gallons of clear crystal water every 24 hours. Which is enough water coming up right that Rainbow Spring to take care of most any large city. Such as Los Angeles, California. Enough water is coming up there to take care of Detroit, Michigan. Enough to take care of Chicago, Illinois. Enough to take care of Miami, Florida, but nothing like enough water coming up there for a place like New York City. All right now, folks. A lot of people want to know why they call it Rainbow Spring. But you can look down, look straight down in the bottom of the river. Every blade of grass never rock, all tamed with tiny rainbows. And that's why they call it Rainbow. Then you can look through your left side porthole. Just as far as your eyes can see, it looked like mountains. Look like valleys. She look like green pastures. And the fish look like birds winging in the air. When you look up to the top surface of the water, it look like the skies above. The growing of the vegetation look like the growing of the tree. Sandbar look like a hillside after a snowstorm. And Rainbow Spring looks entire like a world of its own. Then when you look through your right side porthole, on the right, there you find that big bass John L. Lewis, lying under the log over there. Now, folks, he's a bass. Come and see him. And then when you look through your right side portholes again, Daddy want to know why we call it Snowbank. Well, Rainbow Spring had the only snow that Florida can offer you, where the water upsurged from the depths of the earth coming up under the phosphate rock. Blow the sand up on the banks and make it look like a hillside after a snowstorm. And that's why we call it the tropical snowbank. Then you can look through your front porthole, and there you'll find that ghostly blue shad, that saltwater fish with a large forked V-shaped tail, the fish that flashed by your boat so fast it looked like a dark cloud fleeing before a storm. Then when you look through your front porthole, there you'll find that leopard gar, which is that pre-exotic fish, the only fish living that's got gills and got long. The fish that lived in the age of the dinosaur, over 50 million years ago. Not another fish in the world related to him. And then when you look through your right side porthole, you come to where the fish are taught to come up to meet your boat. They stand before the porthole. They gaze as in. They know how to drill just like soldiers. They pose for camera shot just like men. You can watch the brim, watch the shiner, watch the big mouth calico bass when they step before your porthole. And they look just like a big league baseball player standing out there, comes out like Jack Dempsey, takes a stand like Gene Tooney. He can tap like Joe Lurie, but he fight like Rocky Marciano. And then he comes stepping out there again like a big league baseball player. He comes out like Hank Greenberg, takes a stand like Don Newcomb. He swing like Mickey Mantle. He can steal us and Jackie Robinson. All right now, folks, here's some of the fish we're going to give you that we got by name in the Rainbow River. Tell your friend, we got a big mouth black bear, got calico bear, got small mouth bear, got bluegill, we got a shellcrack, got a sandsuck, got china, got a leopard gar, got a mudfish, got a jackfish, pipefish, still fat, got sun perch, got a red tail perch, got a womack perch, we got a feckle perch, got a blue shad, got silver shad, got German carp, got a copperhead brim, got a mud cat, John cat, pickle cat, red breast, red eye, the black gar, got an alligator gar, got a root, got golden carp, got German carp, then that big bass, John L. Lewis. Now, John L. Lewis, a fish money can't buy. Men can't land him, and women don't try. All right, now, folks, any time you step in that boat, we don't want you to think that's it all. We want you to take a short walk Go down and see the waterfall. When you come to that waterfall, find the water leaping from so high. It looks just like she's rolling and jumping right from the sky. That will be your next number when you step off of that boat, 150 steps to your right. Highest waterfall in the state of Florida located at Rainbow. Now, folks, don't mess it. Now, folks, when you meet your friend, they're going to ask you who wrote this poem. You can tell them you don't know the writer. You just know who is putting it on. Now, when you return back to your home, one day you might think about me. Be right here wishing you good luck, whatever you happen to be. We love our friend at Rainbow, because they love the thing we do. So good luck. God bless you. What's never in the way you go. Some of you have sailed the ocean. Some of you done sailed the sea. I told you this old story, just like you found it to be. Now, when you step in that boat, one thing I'm going to ask you to do. If you ever start to tell it to your friend, tell it just like I told it to you. Your first number wasn't so bad. Your last number wasn't so sad. I'm fixing to part by saying goodbye, but I want you to call again. We want you to go and tell others. We want you to tell your friend, just drive on U.S. 41. That's 4 miles north of Dunella, and there you can't miss Rainbow Springs. So, folks, I'm going to tell you goodbye. But just before I tell you goodbye, I do want to say, some of you done told the state of Florida all over. You looked at all the traction we got, and you're heading back north again. Now, if you're going north, don't forget, we got other traction on up Highway 41. So if you're going north now, don't forget, you've seen Rainbow Springs. We don't want you to think that's all. We just want you to see Rock City and that famous Ruby's Fall. If you make it up in your mind, I'm going to tell you just how that's done. You drive a few miles north on Highway 41. You'll find the hill so high, and the water there so deep, and the valleys there so low, and the mountain there so steep, and the rocks up there so large, and the trees that grow so tall. You can see that living water as you leap from Ruby's Fall. Now that's where natural beauty and the arts of man, they both got together. They honored the nature's plan. Rock City or Ruby Fall, neither one was made by man. They both was caught up and made during the maker's plan. And the next thing we want to know, where your marvelous place might be, you'll find it 6 miles east of Chattanooga, Tennessee. I'm going to tell you goodbye, folks. So come back and see us again. Don't forget, Rainbow Springs, U.S. 41, 4 miles north of Dunella.
Now, I just want to ask him a simple question. Skipper, when you come back next year, I want you to add something about the Stevens Foster Memorial on U.S. 41. Will you do that? Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, this is a group of boys and girls from Jacksonville. Their leaders are John Bolden and Rosetta Johnson. And they're going to do a folk dance with a vocal accompaniment. Good. Cindy. Maybe he ought to. Would it be better for you to be over to one side, you think? Mm-hmm. That's all right. Mm-hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen, we appreciate the privilege of coming up here to participate on your festival. This group represents our newest college, Bolden's College of Music, and these are some of our students, and they are going to do a dance for you. Sydney, I think, has been announced already. And at my side here is little Reginald. He's the boy that Sydney's so crazy about, you see. Oh, by the way, I don't play the accordion. I'm just accompanying them.
All right. 1, 2, 3, 4. I wish I was an apple hanging on a tree. And every time a Sydney pack, she'd take a bite of me. You ought to see my Cindy. She lives away down south. She is so sweet and sweet. And in round of mouth, get along home, Cindy. Get along home, Cindy. Get along home, Cindy. I'll marry you someday. She took me to the parlor. She cooled me with a fan. She swore I was the prettiest thing in the autumn. She is so sweet, the honey shoes all swarm around her mouth. Get along home, say, Cindy, get along home, say, Cindy, get along home, say, Cindy, I'll marry you someday. Get along home, Cindy, get along.
I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, I had an awful thing happen to me. The wind turned my page, and I didn't know where I was, so we were lost. So we're going to start all over again for you. Okay, here we go again. One and two and three and four.
I wish I was an apple hanging on a tree, and every time a Cindy passed, she'd take a bite of me. You ought to see Miss Cindy. She lives away down south. She is so sweet to hunt me beetles from around her mouth. Get along home, Cindy. Get along home, Cindy. Get along home, Cindy. I'll marry you someday. Get along home, Cindy. Get along home, Cindy. Get along home, Cindy. I'll marry you someday. She took me to the parlor. She cooled me with a fan. She swore I was the prettiest thing in the shape of a man. I wished I had a needle as fine as I could sew. I'd sew that gal to my coattail, and down the road I'd go. Get along home, Sam, Cindy. Get along home, Sam, Cindy. Get along home, Sam, Cindy. I'll marry you someday.
We brought along our Miss Neil Bland, who's going to do a compliment for me on a spiritual called On My Journey. I'm going to move back over a little closer to the piano so that I can hear their compliment.